Hey, I'm Chris Cooper. I took a 200-word blog and built a $25 million mentorship company from it. It wasn't easy, and I had to learn some huge and expensive lessons along the way. But now I'm sharing those lessons with other business coaches and mentors and high-level entrepreneurs in this podcast. Want to chat with me? Go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there. Every day, do one thing to grow your business before you do anything else. I'm Chris Cooper. This is Business is Good. And I just shared my mantra with you. That's how I've grown my company from a failing, almost bankrupt gym into this worldwide organization with over 70 staff and 1,000 clients. Starting today, I want you to adopt the habit of the golden hour. That's what I call the time when I'm working on my business every morning. So I'm going to guide you through the steps and I'm going to tell you why it's important. And on the next podcast, I'm going to talk about how to create a golden age of health and wealth for you and your family. Starting today, though, you're going to dedicate 1 hour per day to growing your business. This is what creates the wealth part. So you're going to block time out of your schedule every day, 6 days per week. For me, that time is first thing in the morning. By 5:15, I've got a coffee in hand, I'm on my couch, and I'm doing one thing to grow my business before I'm distracted by anything else. You need to enter a zone of focus, which means that you need to be in a quiet spot with a door that closes, turn off your phone, and just work on building your business for an hour. I have to do that first thing in the morning because the distractions usually start for me around 6:30 when my dog gets up and needs to go out. I'm sure it's similar for you. If you can get yourself into a state of focus behind a door that closes with a phone that's turned off at 1 p.m. in the afternoon or 10 p.m. at night, that's fine, but set up your golden hour in advance to be uninterrupted. What will you do during that hour? I want to help you with that too. So first, you should do the tasks that are assigned by your mentor. That is your top priority. But I've also got a general prescription. If you don't have a mentor, you're not in the gym industry or some other reason, you can go to businessisgood.com and click on daily directives. And that's going to give you a step-by-step daily activity to do every day, like a workout, basically. When you have no idea what to do that day, put something on the internet, create content. My CMO was making fun of my golden hour yesterday. Not making fun, but he was like, yo, your golden hour is exactly the same every single day. You get up, you drink a coffee, you put something on the internet. And literally, that's what I've done now for almost 20 years. This hour where you're doing one thing to grow your business before you're distracted by the things that make you work in your business is called your golden hour. And if you practice your golden hour every day, you'll soon find it easier and easier to get into a focused state, and you'll be making daily incremental progress. You probably won't see the results of that progress right away, but at this stage, the work is the win. Simply getting things done is the win, and you should have a checklist where you check something off, or like me, I track how many words I write every single day so I know when I'm getting the job done. You're also going to spend 5 minutes at the end of the day in reflection and just jotting down what went right that day. Because eventually you'll be doing your daily reflection and you'll realize you've had a pretty good day, you know, a damn good day, maybe a golden day. And then someday when you're looking back on your entire week and you're doing your Bright Spots Fridays exercise, you'll realize, whoa, I've had a great week, almost flawless. You know, maybe one little thing went wrong, but I handled it. It was truly a golden week. And of course, that won't happen all the time, but they'll start to happen more regularly if you keep practicing your golden hour. And someday you'll be on a monthly call with your mentor and you'll look back at the previous month and say, hey, my business grew and I didn't really feel like I was working that hard at all. I had an obstacle with my staff, but I overcame it. I grew as a leader and I made more money and I had time with my kids. It was a golden month. And then, of course, the next month might not be golden, but there will be a few golden days in there if you keep up your golden hours practice, and you'll keep looking after the golden hours, and you might even have a golden week or two, and then a few months later, you'll have another golden month. And then someday at your birthday party, you'll take a few moments to reflect on the year and realize it's been a damn good year. One for the ages. Big things happened. You're a better person than you were 12 months before. It's been a golden year. And then in a few decades, you'll be sitting around with your friends, maybe after a pickleball game, and you'll be talking about your careers and your families, and you'll say, that was the decade I was at my peak. That was the best time of my life. That was a golden era for me. And when you do, I hope you remember that it didn't just happen by accident. That was not the decade when you won the lottery. That was not the decade when cancer missed you and you know, unfortunately you got somebody else. That was not the decade when everything just happened to turn up for you at the exact same time. That was the decade in which you were intentional about the hours and you let the days, weeks, months, and years take care of themselves. It all flows from this golden hour. And if you're not taking time to grow your business every day, it won't. It doesn't happen by accident. It doesn't happen while you're working in your business. It only happens while you're working on your business. I'm Chris Cooper. This is Business is Good. And let's start practicing your golden hours. Thanks for listening to Business is Good. If you'd like to chat about this episode or the blog post or podcast that I put on the Business is Good site, just go to businessisgood.com and click Join the Movement. We'll see you there.